Hi, I'm Madonna Guy. After 31 years as a naturopath and working structurally with neural organizational technique, kinesiology, remedial massage, fascial work, PEMF, red light, I've always been fascinated by what sits underneath dysfunction. So, why do some bodies heal quickly and others stay stuck no matter how much support they take? One of the biggest breakthroughs for me was understanding how adult stem cells behave. I discovered Cerule Stem Enhance about 20, 25 years ago, and it's been a game changer in my clinic. Cerule Stem Enhance helps release more of your own adult stem cells into circulation. But stem cells don't just float around randomly, they're attracted to inflammation, injury, and tissue stress. They follow chemical signals, cytokines, growth factors, inflammatory markers, like a GPS guiding them to where repair is needed. But here's the key. If the internal environment is inflamed, dehydrated, or metabolically stressed, stem cells can't work efficiently. This is where GLP peptides kick in. TriGLP supports three natural peptides: GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. GLP-1 is in the news everywhere at the moment for both good and bad reasons. These natural peptides, natural, influence the exact environments stem cells respond to. So GLP-1 helps with inflammation, pain, and autonomic stability. So that means it helps with inflammatory signaling and stabilizes the nervous system. When inflammation drops, people often find they rely less on turmeric and curcumin blends, general anti-inflammatory botanicals, pain modulating herbs, and adrenal calming supplements, not to mention the pharmaceuticals. Why? Because the system itself becomes calmer. GLP-2 is about the gut lining, fascia, hydration, and nutrient absorption. So GLP-2 improves gut integrity, collagen turnover, and hydration of fascia. When absorption and repair improve, people often reduce their gut repair powders, their collagen boosters, their high-dose digestive enzymes, and their bloating and IBS support formulas because the gut is functioning more efficiently. And GIP is about bone, muscle, energy, and fat mass. So GIP influences bone remodeling, muscle activation, and mitochondrial energy. When metabolic signaling improves, people often lean less on energy boosting supplements, mitochondrial support stacks, blood sugar balancing herbs, and joint support blends because the tissues have better fuel and stability. So the combined effect and why it makes sense is when you combine Cerule Stem Enhance with TriGLP, you're supporting both sides of the repair equation. Stem cells are the workers, and GLP peptides help the environment they work in. So, Stem Enhance increases the number of repair cells available, and TriGLP improves the signals, the inflammation levels, the fascia hydration, the lymphatic flow, and the metabolic stability that allow those stem cells to actually do their job. And when the body is repairing more efficiently, people often find they don't need the same long list of supplements they relied on just to feel functional. So, whether or not you'd like to know more about TriGLP or Cerule Stem Enhance, let me know. If you're a practitioner who would like deeper, more consistent healing outcomes, supporting both stem cells and the peptide signaling system in the body, this combo makes a lot of sense. I've put a link in the comment for both of these products so that you can go and explore and research and find out about how these tools work together. Have a great day.